I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hundreds of Christians joined in a peaceful rally in Jaipur, Rajasthan this week. They condemned the arrest of Dr. Samuel Thomas, president of Hope Givers International, and for revoking the licenses of their educational and charitable institutions. Hope Givers' Michael Glenn says a letter-writing campaign has drawn attention.
The prime minister in India is definitely looking at this. He sent a four-man commission and did report that there are serious concerns, that they have to do something about this situation, and if they don't take care of it there, this could explode and just go like a wildfire throughout the entire country.
Hope Givers founder M.A. Thomas is still in hiding. Next, just over a year ago, the Indian Ocean tsunami ravaged the remote Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Hundreds of people from isolated tribes were airlifted from the islands in order to survive. The Bridge International focused their support to help a pioneer Indian missionary who's been serving there for 18 years. It was Christians serving with this pioneer missionary who aided the victims. Pray that the love of God these victims experienced will cause them to seek him more. And Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. Given the poverty and violence, many respond well to the hope of Christ. Men for Missions' Warren Hartig says because of the growth, the team is building a seminary in Capetian.
We need to raise the money for the seminary so we have more trained pastors to preserve the fruit, and just a concern for increased staff. So I have a concern for the staff that we have, that we all have the same vision and passion and go the same direction.
Men for Missions is a layman's voice of OMS International. For details, go to our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have the all-new Mission Network News daily email update sent to you absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's the all-new Mission Network News daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.